get comfortable with being uncomfortable.
Happy New Year's, everybody. Welcome to Made Us. I am your host, Zach Weaver. Today we talk about the topic that's on everybody's mind, setting goals for the new year, and how to get in the proper mindset to achieve these goals. So with that in mind, I invited back personal trainer and former guest, Nicole Railsback. Nicole and I had a great conversation about setting goals, achieving goals, on whatever it may be, whether it's physical, emotional, mental, and why sometimes setting goals isn't always as easy as it seems, and why it's okay to fail. And for our longtime listeners, Nicole is not a stranger to the show. But for any new listeners, you can check out more of Nicole's story by giving episode 5 a listen. And if you like today's episode, or you like any episode of Made Us, make sure to go on to Apple Podcasts, leave us a 5-star rate and review, and share the show with a friend. Once that's all said and done, also make sure you hit that little subscribe button. And if you don't listen in Apple Podcasts, make sure you subscribe in your favorite podcast app. And like always, you can stay connected with us on social media, on Facebook at facebook.com/madeuspodcast, or on Instagram or Twitter at madeuspodcast. And if you have a guest suggestion, feel free to drop us a line at madeuspodcast@hotmail.com. Nicole and I really got into talking about setting goals and achieving these goals. At times it gets a little silly, at times it gets really personal, and after it's all said and done, this was a really fun conversation. And I hope you guys enjoy this. So please help me welcome back Nicole Railsback. Nicole, welcome back.
Thanks for having me back.
I'm glad to have you back. So how's life been treating you?
Oh, just great.
Yeah, it's been, so this will be episode 20. It's been 15 weeks since you've been on.
Oh my gosh.
That's crazy, right?
I didn't even realize that.
Yeah.
It really has, I guess, August or September.
It was September.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That can happen in 15 weeks.
We're in the middle of all the holidays and all that good stuff.
And my son just had his 4th birthday last week, too.
That's awesome.
Yeah, good times. The ferocious fours.
Yeah, my son just had his 4th birthday not too long ago, too.
Oh, really?
My youngest, yep.
When is his birthday?
November 4th.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, Yeah, I remember our kids are born close to the same age.
Yeah, my Mohawk man. Which I don't even know where he was tonight. I mean, I know where he was. He was on the couch, but...
He was watching a show on his phone or his tablet or something.
Yeah, he was gone. Mm-hmm. He was gone.
It's almost bedtime.
It is.
My bedtime. Again.
Here we go. Keeping up past your bedtime.
It is, man. When you have to get up at like 4 in the morning to work, yeah. It's my bedtime.
Since last time I had you on, I know you've changed gyms.
Yes.
So where are you at now?
I'm at Anytime Fitness full-time now in St. Joe.
Okay, and what are you doing there?
I am the manager of the gym. And I'm the head trainer, and I'm the group trainer, essentially.
Okay. And they're doing classes there as well?
Yes. They used to do classes in the summertime, and it was just like a trainer thing. Now it's kind of taken over to where the gym is involved and not just the trainers. And now we're going to have classes inside the actual gym, whereas the trainers, we would take our classes to, like, the beach because there was no room inside the gym. And now we, like, put turf down. We actually are getting the turf tomorrow and making a big area for the classes.
Nice. So what kind of classes are you going to instruct?
I'm going to be doing like still the same style I've always done as the HIIT. Okay. I really like the high intensity interval training. I also like strength training a lot. I think it is so important for people to do strength training, but so few people do it just because, well, for one, they think cardio is, you know, like that's what you have to do to lose weight. And it's just not the case.
You know, the thing that I see is I see a lot of people do one or the other.
Right.
They either like are all about the cardio and won't do any strength training.
Right.
Or they're all about strength training. And they're like, oh, cardio. We don't need cardio.
Right. But you have to lose some of that fat for those muscles to like actually come out for you not to look like you're just this big balloon, you know, and like and for women, especially women, the older we get, it's so crucial for us to strength train, to weight lift. It's so important for osteoporosis to prevent it. It's so common in women as they age, and weightlifting prevents that. But women don't know, you know, especially the older women that are supposed to be strength training, they've grown up their whole life doing cardio, so they have no idea what they're doing.
Yeah, that's something I didn't know, honestly.
Right. Well, yeah, most people don't. Yeah. I mean, but it's so important. And weightlifting, I mean, you burn more calories after you work out when you weightlift than you do when you do cardio.
Yeah, while your body's rebuilding.
Mm-hmm.
I did know that. That's actually something I did know.
Yeah.
So with the holidays passing and everybody's big goal this time of year is New Year's resolution.
The best.
Yeah.
They're my favorite.
So this is why I asked you back. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're honestly, you're one of our favorite guests.
Oh.
Everybody loves you.
Tuts. Yeah. That's so sweet.
Yeah, everybody loves you.
Well, what's not to love? I'm just kidding. Modesty is like my middle name, so I'm just kidding.
I want to have you back because you are a personal trainer. Like I said, with the holidays and New Year's resolutions, that's what's hot this time of year.
Mm-hmm. And absolutely.
We're going off base a little bit. Typically, we talk about stories, which we can still talk about stories, but I kind of want to talk about goals this time. Mm-hmm. I'm a very goal-oriented person. I like to put goals down, whether I write them down or just have mental notes, but I'm a big goal person. I like having goals down and like being able to fight towards goals. Whether you succeed or not, I like having that threshold to try to get to.
Right.
And that's why I brought you here to talk about it, because I think that's a big thing. And I think knowing you and knowing your story, and if anybody wants to hear Nicole's story, it's episode 5. You can go back and listen to it. But dealing with mental health and physical health, I think there's a lot that can happen this time of year with goals that you can really help push yourself forward.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
For as long as I can remember, I think maybe right when I started like the health and fitness industry is when I really started to implement my goals.
Yeah.
When I graduated college, the first job I had was in sales. Okay. So you have to have a goal, like your quota is your goal.
Yeah.
And I think that's what started the drive of goals and achieving in me. But the health and fitness, when I first started losing weight for it, I think that's when I really started really getting into the New Year's resolutions.
Okay.
And I would always feel like really bad if I didn't succeed in these resolutions. But then the more I worked on my mental health, the more I was like, you know, these aren't – I feel like the whole point of New Year's resolutions should be, you know, this isn't a period. This is an ellipsis. Like, yeah. This isn't something that – and a lot of people have that mindset where they feel like they need to complete it. And the first time they fuck up on it, it's like, oh, well, it's over. I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done trying. And for me, I feel like that's not the point of a resolution. The point of a resolution is, you know, this is – you're picking something up. Like, one of mine was I wanted to read a book every month, at least once a month. One of them. It was a while ago. I made like 9 months.
Yeah.
I read like 9 books, which is going from not reading at all to reading 9 books in 1 year was a huge, especially having 2 kids. Like, that's a huge thing for me.
Yeah, that's big.
Like, okay, so I didn't get the other 3 months, but for me, my resolution like wasn't, it's not that I didn't keep it. It's just, you know, it's, you're creating a habit. You're creating, you know, you want to read. I wanted to read more.
Yeah.
I wanted to learn more. And that for me was the ultimate goal. And for me to reach the goal, I had to, I guess, make a resolution saying I was going to read a book.
No, I definitely get that. And I had a lot, you know, I did have this past year got away from me with buying a new house and a lot of moving and stuff where I wasn't able to complete as many goals as I normally, I don't want to say normally would, but I would like to have.
Right.
But my goals weren't just, you know, I did have some physical goals that I wanted to accomplish, but I had a lot of little things. You know, I have one of my best friends lives in Florida, and I had a goal that I had written down to try to call him once a week. You know,
that's nice.
And it's not even something, you know, like you said, if you fail, you don't.
Yeah, whatever.
It isn't, but it's just to try to get there and to try to do something better for yourself.
Right.
You know, and that's not just better for myself. I mean, that's better for both of us. That's better. You know, I mean, just trying to help yourself.
Well, yeah. I mean, and like that's something too. It's, you know, social media, it was created to connect us. Mm-hmm. But if anything, it's done the exact opposite. And I think a lot of people know that. Like, I'm not saying anything that nobody already knows.
Oh, that's for sure.
You know, I don't call my Nana nearly as much as I used to because she sees all of my shit online.
Yeah.
And I know she does.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, why do I need to call her if she knows like my life? You know, I put it on there. And it's no excuse. Like, I'm not saying that, like, that's a good thing, but that's essentially what it's turned into. But I feel like that connection of constantly, like, talking to people on the phone and, you know.
Yeah, it's super. It's the new connection is very superficial compared to.
Yeah, like, taking the time, like, out of your day to pick up the phone and call your friend is a huge thing, which unfortunately is huge. But at the same time, it's a nice thing that I bet he recognizes.
And that's one of those things where it doesn't necessarily, these goals that you can set forth don't necessarily need to be huge goals. They just need to be something you can do. And I think, like you said, a lot of people kind of set a resolution, and then when they fail at it or when they don't succeed that one week, mm-hmm. they just totally fall off. And I think some people need to realize that it's not a finish line they're getting towards.
Right.
You know, it's not just like this, I got to get to this finish line to end this. That's not what it is. This is to try to better yourself, period.
Right. And I think, no, absolutely. I mean, you took the words right out of my mouth. I mean, that's definitely something that my favorite one, obviously, is the one where people want, you know, I'm going to lose weight.
Yeah.
Which is great. Like, whatever. Absolutely. Like, if that's what you want to do, great. But I also hate it because it's like, why do you want to lose weight? Like, what is the sole purpose? And that for me as a personal trainer with my clients was the number one thing I would ask every client before I sat, like, before I started training them. I would sit them down and I'd be like, why are you here?
Yeah.
Why are you? And they'd always say to lose weight, obviously, to get toned, to get in shape. And I'd be like, why? Because of this. Because I want to look good.
Yeah. What's the underlying question?
Yeah. Like, if you don't have your purpose or your why, your goal's never going to be accomplished. You'll always quit. You'll never make it.
Yeah, for sure.
You'll never make it because it's going to be fucking hard. Like, it's not going to be easy. It's going to be hard.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to dig deep and you're going to have to remind yourself of your why every time you feel like you want to quit.
Yeah.
So if your why is not good enough, if your why is just to lose some weight, you're not going to make it. And I think that is a huge thing for my clients. Like, I think they get a little taken back.
Yeah.
When I say something like that, because I'm not a bullshit trainer.
Yeah.
Like, if you're not going to do what you need to do outside of the gym, then what we're doing here inside the gym is pointless. So if you're going to work outside the gym just as hard as I'm going to work you inside the gym, like, great. But if you're not, then you're just wasting your money and my time.
Yeah.
And that's a huge thing for them because I want them to take me seriously. I want them to take themselves seriously.
Yeah, for sure.
And, you know, and I think that's half the reason why people get trainers too, is for somebody to hold them accountable.
Yeah.
And I think that's a huge thing as well, for just to have a goal and to accomplish your resolutions in general, is just having that group of people to hold you accountable.
Yeah, for sure. I think there should be some struggle in setting, you know, to achieving a goal. Like, goals shouldn't be easy.
If
you can achieve a goal easily, it's too easy. You haven't made it hard enough on yourself.
Oh my gosh, my husband and I were just talking about that. Like, because I told him, I was like, you know, I feel like I accomplished my dream goal this month of becoming the manager and the head trainer at Anytime Fitness. Like, that was like my all-time.
And congratulations on that.
Thank you. It was either that or I wanted to open up my own gym.
Yeah.
And now that I'm a manager of a gym, I'm like, fuck that shit. Like, I do not want to do this. Like, I do not want to spend thousands of dollars. Like, no. Nope. So, but that, like, ultimately, and now I told my husband, I was like, I'm done.
Yeah.
Like, I have to make a new goal. Like, I am at the end of my goal, so essentially I'm at the starting line again.
I've gotten a lot deeper into my goals. I've got a lot deeper into setting my goals. As I've aged and as I've grown probably more mature, I set my goals a lot more difficult, mm-hmm. and I'm a lot more apt to fail. Not that I want to fail, but I definitely am okay with setting my goals too far sometimes. Typically, I don't set a goal. I will set 10 goals.
Right.
And if I fail at 8 of those, so be it, but I'm trying.
Well, that's where the learning process is.
Yeah.
That's where the building is failing. And that's, I don't think failing is celebrated nearly enough as it should be.
Yeah. And I think failing is different than giving up.
Oh yeah. Absolutely. You know,
I think that's huge.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's like that. I'm sorry. I keep relating to like health and fitness and stuff like that, but it's like, so many people just give up on their diet because, well, they wanted a cookie or something like that, and they gave in or something like that. And it's like, who cares? You can start over tomorrow. Like, this doesn't have to be a make it or break it type of thing. You know, if that's the kind of diet that you have, that you can't eat anything you want whenever you want within moderation, you're setting yourself up for failure.
Do you follow The Rock on Instagram?
I do, and I love him.
Do you see the cookies he eats?
Oh, my gosh. Yes. He talk about like being ambitious and like a motivator, man. I freaking love that dude.
Yeah, that dude's awesome.
He is so inspiring. Like, and he struggled with mental health. Do you know that?
I did not know that.
That was like one of his huge things that he advocates for is depression.
Okay.
He was really, really deep in depression when he was denied because he wanted to be an NFL player.
He was, yeah.
Yeah. And like he got like kicked out of the NFL, I guess like he wasn't big enough or something like that. I don't know. I don't remember the whole story, but yeah, he struggled with depression like badly, badly. And that's the thing. It's like your failure at the bottom, you know, that's where you learn the most. That's where you have to literally dig deep inside yourself. I mean, and that's where your tribe comes in, the people you surround yourself with. That's where they come in to keep you motivated and accountable.
Yeah.
You know, that's why it's so important to share your goals with other people so you can have those people like kick you in the ass when you're not doing what you should be doing.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, it's so crucial to success. You cannot do it alone.
Yeah, and you have to be honest.
Oh, like, yeah.
That's a big thing too, is mm-hmm. the honesty portion of it's huge.
And you definitely, I mean, you deserve also too, like, surround yourself with people that think you matter and that think you're worthy. And I think that has a lot to do with goals too. It's, you know, you have to think that you're capable and you have to think that you're worthy of it. And you have to be surrounded by people that love you and support you in a way that matters to you.
Yeah.
You deserve to have people in your life that want to see you rise.
Yeah, absolutely.
And if you don't have that, then your success isn't going to mean anything because you're not going to be able to celebrate it with anybody.
Yeah. Yeah, having that is important. You're definitely right there. Being able to surround yourself with people that genuinely want you to do better, want you to better yourself is huge.
Absolutely.
And that's huge for anything, whether it's physical health, mental health, mm-hmm. anything. That's absolutely. Huge.
And I feel like a lot of people feel like they are alone in it, you know, because sometimes like their resolutions can be, like I share my resolutions. When I make resolutions, I share them on Facebook.
Okay.
I screenshot it and then, you know, I put it on Facebook and I even like say something now because I'm a woman who likes to hold herself accountable. And I just, I mean, it can be like silly. I can't even remember. I'm trying to remember of all the resolutions that I had in the past.
Yeah.
But, you know, 1 year, like I focused solely on physical health.
Okay.
And then 1 year, like, and when I say physical health, I mean like eating, like just eating better and, you know, at least like doing 20 minutes of activity a day. And then 1 year I focused solely on mental health, you know, like reading and meditating.
Yeah.
You know, meditating 20 minutes a day, praying 20 minutes a day, things like that. Then 1 year was like emotional health. So I like have like specifics, like groups and stuff like that.
Okay. Yeah, I've never broke it up like that. My recent resolutions for 2018 were more, you know, family related, where a lot of like, you know, call my friend. I have a really, I stay really busy and I stay more mentally busy than I need to be.
Mentally? Yes. Yeah.
So sometimes I'm not as present as I should be at certain times. Mm-hmm. So that's definitely something that I put on my resolution was like to be more present at home, to be more present with my kids, to do more things like this that aren't just.
That's a good one.
You know, they're not an actual goal per se. You know, it's more of just something that I need to work on.
Right.
To be more present. Because there's so many times that, like, I'll come home from work and I'll be worked up about something and I'll be thinking about that. And I'll be thinking about what I need to do the next day and whatever. And I don't want to say that I would ignore my family, but I was really bad about not necessarily being present with my family.
Right. I'm the same way. And that's something I actually have been really struggling with lately. And I actually felt I was having kind of a pity party this morning with my husband. I was feeling really blue about it.
Yeah.
I told him, I was like, I feel like I just suck at everything. And this is probably not the best topic to have
on a goal-oriented
podcast, but just goes to show you that even the motivated people need some motivation sometimes. And my husband is so good at that. You want to talk about somebody that is never down and usually can get himself and anybody else out of water. It is him for sure. I started this new job, okay? And I wasn't really supposed to start full-time until the beginning of the year. Well, my boss got hurt and he needed me to like jump in sooner than he was planning on, things like that. So I ended up starting sooner, and I'm a planner, you know, like I'm one of those people like, whatever, like, fuck it, you know, we can do whatever we want. But at the same time, like, internal me, like, I need to have a plan. Like, my chaos needs to be planned, kind of.
Okay.
I don't know how else to describe it. So,
organized.
I am organized, but at the same time, like,
organized chaos.
We'll call it that. So I've been all over the place. I haven't been present with my kids, you know, like when I'm home, I literally pass out on the couch at like 8 o'clock at night, sometimes even before my kids go to bed. And it makes me feel really guilty as a mom and as a wife because I'm in bed before my kids are.
Yeah.
And my husband has to deal with them all by himself, you know. So I was just having a really like poor, like not poor me, but I suck at everything moment.
Yeah.
And my husband was just, again, like having that motivation, that support behind you of keeping you accountable and telling you like you don't suck and getting that little kick in the ass. But that's the point of having people around you that know you when you have forgotten yourself. You know, like I always say there is an acceptable you and there's an exceptional you.
Okay. I like that.
And I try to always be exceptional, despite how shitty I might be feeling on the inside.
Okay.
And my husband, unfortunately, gets the acceptable me a lot more than most people do.
Yeah. Which is pretty common. You know, I would definitely say even with you saying that, even with myself not realizing that I would do that, I'd probably do that as well.
I think a lot of people do. I think
you put forth a different person. You really, not that you want to not try your all at home, but you put forth a different person.
Yeah, well, you're comfortable at home. I mean, home is where you can literally let your hair down type of thing. But that's why it's so important to have that partner or that teammate or just a friend in your life that knows the acceptable you in addition to the exceptional you.
Yeah, you know, one thing we moved in 2018, the beginning of 2018, we moved. That really helped me be able to prioritize things differently, because it was a whole change. Now, I know that's not easy for everybody. You know, you can't just up and move. But that was really easy
for me. Shoot, girl, I've been moving. I've moved literally, sorry, but I have moved once every 2 years.
You're a damn gypsy.
You know how many times I've been called that? Yeah. I embrace it.
So I know it's not easy for everybody to be able to move.
Right.
But for me, it really was able to reset myself. So there's a lot of things I was doing before, like not being present, not things like that, that I was able to kind of just totally fix. I don't want to say fix, but definitely make a priority in my head. So now there's a lot of times where I'm home earlier because we live closer to where I work.
Right.
So now we do more things, you know, we'll whether it's sit down and watch TV as a family, you know, I mean, obviously that's not the most engaging thing, but it's something that we weren't doing before.
No, that's,
you know, a lot of nights we'll play a board game.
Right.
You know, I have young kids. I have a 4-year-old and a soon to be an 8-year-old. So we'll play board games.
Right.
Just things that we'd never did before, just to try to engage a little more.
Right.
You know, and my kids, they all have tablets and phones and they're screwing with stuff when, yeah, maybe they're a little young for that. Maybe they shouldn't be doing that.
I mean, mommy, my kids don't have it.
Yeah.
Like I am such a mean mommy. I don't judge. Like if you like, again, you do you, boo. Like if you want, if that is what works for you parenting, like, but my sister's kids have them.
Yeah.
No judgment, whatever. But my kids, they just, even with a TV, like if they watch too much TV, they are such assholes.
Yeah.
Like there's something about them that just makes them dicks.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah. I could see that in my own children.
I mean, I don't know. I may be off with the correlation. Like, you know, but I feel like when they watch too much TV, and I feel like I might even be the same way. You know, there's something about like when you lay around all day and you don't do anything.
Yeah.
It's nice to have a lazy day, but at the same time, it's like you're almost more tired not doing anything, which makes me more cranky.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know, but
I think the thing with me is, and anybody that knows me is, I'm a busy person. I go all the time.
Same.
So the lazy day thing doesn't really happen often. So when we do have lazy days, well, we'll do that. But we don't have them very often because of that.
Yeah, and when I'm doing lazy day, it's like oh, but I'm still putting the laundry. I'm still changing the laundry out. Yeah. I'm still folding, you know, like I'm still doing housework here and there and stuff like that. So
it's nice to set goals that are kind of all over the place. Like you said, mental, physical, emotional, whatever they may be. You know, some of our goals that we just kind of were going over were more parenting, mm-hmm. which are a little different. But it's definitely nice to have these ideas that it doesn't have to be such a rigid thing that you're setting to, you know. And I think a lot of people will fail with the weight loss goal because, like you said, they don't have that why. And then I think they also have a, and maybe this is me perceiving this wrong, but a lot of times I feel like people will set a weight rather than a feeling, you know, and that's hard to say a feeling, but you know, somebody will set a weight and maybe that's not necessarily the appropriate weight for them, whether it's too high or too low, or you know what I mean? And they're just not where they need to be with that goal.
Absolutely. For me, I got to a point where I had hit my goal weight.
Yeah.
You know, when I was first starting to lose, when I was wicked fat and I was like trying to lose all this weight and stuff like that, I had hit that goal weight and I was not satisfied.
Yeah.
And that can be dangerous because you have this image in your mind where, you know, you feel like you should look a certain way. And even if you look great, it doesn't matter if you don't feel great.
Absolutely.
And I don't know. I just, for me, I learned, and that was something that I learned through just years of practice. And, you know, perfection is non-existent.
Yeah.
You know, and if it is, it's a feeling. It's not a look.
Yeah, for sure.
Or it's, I mean, what you just said, like, you know, feeling and everything like that. It's just, it's finding the balance is what I've come to terms with, you know, because you can't go, and I ask this with my clients too, you know, they'll be like, well, I'm going to do this and this and this, like restrictive diets and stuff like that. And I say, and I ask them, like, is this something that you can do for the rest of your life?
Yeah.
And
repeatability is really huge.
Like, I couldn't not have beer.
Yeah.
I couldn't not have cookies. Like, I couldn't do that. So I think it's something that people forget, you know, when they go balls to the walls into these things, like, great, good for you. I love the energy.
Yeah.
But you also have to be realistic, you know, like, is this something that you can maintain for the rest of your life?
Yeah, that's huge. That repeatability is huge.
Yeah.
That's something, you know, me being a sports shooter and me training for that, mm-hmm. that's something that I learned is over the course of time, you know, you might be able to do a drill or a task really quickly. But let's say, you know, you could do this certain drill in 3 seconds. Okay, great. But you can only do it once. You know, well, it's way more important. Let's say you could do it in 5 seconds repeatable. You know, that's way more important to know that every time you can do it at that.
Right.
Not that one time it might be 3, but the next time it might be 15, right. You know, so that repeatability, regardless of what it is, whether it's diet, whether, you know, whatever it is, I think that's huge to be able to know that this is something you can sustain, not right. just do once.
Right. A healthy balance. It's all about balance, you know, just. And even like, it's not even with eating, it's work and life balance, you know, like coming home and being able to turn off your phone and being able to be present with your kids, you know, like, can you do that? You know, is that something that you even notice? And I think that has a lot to do with it too. It's like, you know, do you even like the self-realization? And a lot of people don't have that.
Yeah.
You know, like if you're not willing to change, changing is hard. Like if you're going to do this, like it's not going to be easy. It's going to require you to be change. You're going to be uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And I tell my clients all the time, get comfortable with being uncomfortable.
Yep. Embrace the suck.
Because I mean, but that's where the change happens. That's where the growth happens, you know, and if you're not willing to change, then you're not going to move forward.
Absolutely.
You're not going to get, because that's the whole point.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is for you to change, right? Like, you know, this is, you want something different. And this is different. And if you don't want different, if you like to be comfortable, then I guess pack your bags and I'll see you in 6 months when you get a fire lit up under your ass again.
If you want to be comfortable, why are you here?
Right. And I mean, I feel like that's something too that, and that was something I even like just this morning, I had to remind myself after I had this conversation with my husband. You know, do what you can with what you have. And if you're still trying, if you still have that like fire and that drive, be fucking proud of that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you're still trying. You're still here. Did you fail? Did you like slip up? And fail is like such a strong word. It's like you had an oopsie.
Yeah.
Like, put a Band-Aid on it and get back on your bike.
Yep.
You know, and I feel like, again, when they slip up, it's like, oh, well, I'm done. My New Year's resolution is over with.
Yep.
And it's just, it doesn't have to be that way.
No, absolutely. I think that's important to know, too, is to know that, you know, you can always start, reset it, start over,
right,
continue going.
And it doesn't have to be a new year either. Like,
yeah,
you don't have to wait until January 1st to start fresh. You don't have to wait until Monday to start a diet. You know, like, if you get this urge, the sudden urge to be healthy and fit, or, you know, to be emotionally, like, you know, not attached to somebody or something, like, fucking eat a salad for dinner instead of a burger.
Yep.
Like, you can start that day at that moment. You can literally get off the couch and go for a walk. Like, you don't have to wait until tomorrow morning. You don't have to wait until Monday. You don't have to wait until January 1st to try and be better, to change. Like, you have an opportunity to do it every single day when you wake up.
Yeah.
Do it.
That's huge.
I mean, do it.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no time like the present.
Mm-mm. Listening to Stacy's podcast, who you had in here, I think I said this to you before, I feel like we were kindred spirits, because she said it herself, like, you only get this one shot.
Yeah.
This one opportunity.
Yeah, this isn't my practice life.
Right. And when you are faced, like, with her, I mean, I had a similar situation. When you face death closely, I was not in the same situation as her and her family with the carbon monoxide, which, by the way, when I was listening to that, I was cleaning the gym.
Yeah.
And I knew exactly what was going on when her daughter said she didn't feel good. And then she heard her other daughter or her son.
Her daughter. Yep.
I literally got goosebumps while I was listening to it. I was like, sweet fuck, I think I would have just, like...
Yeah, I was about sick to my stomach listening to her story. Oh my gosh,
I couldn't even imagine. Like, just thinking about it right now, like, my eyes are, like, getting, like, watery. And gosh, like, for a parent, it's just terrifying.
Yep.
Talk about, like, God's divine intervention, like, with her daughter getting up and waking up. Oh my gosh. But yeah, no, I mean... My ex-husband, situations like that, like, I obviously didn't go into detail.
Yeah.
But he almost killed me.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it was terrifying. So when you are faced and forced with a situation like that, and unfortunately that sometimes is, I mean, I hate to say this, but some people don't get an opportunity to know what it feels like to almost lose your life, to cherish your life. And I would never want somebody to be in that situation for them to cherish their life to that point. But, I mean...
Sometimes you need that awakening.
I've said this a couple times. If you're lucky, you're going to wake up one day and get tired of your own bullshit. And I say that in the nicest way possible. But you're literally going to wake up one day and you're going to be just sick of your own shit.
Yeah.
And you're going to be tired of living to everybody else's standards.
Yep. I've definitely been there.
Yeah, same.
You look in the mirror and you're just sick of the person you see.
Yeah. And you're not, I mean, and I feel like that is like, that's the best part of your life. Like, that is literally where your why comes in.
Yep.
You know, and if you remember that, if you like figure out what your why is, there's literally nothing in this life that you can't overcome.
Absolutely.
You know, so I don't know. I just feel like, yeah, if you're lucky one day, you're going to get sick of your own shit and you're going to get tired of making excuses, because nothing's ever going to change if you don't.
Yeah. No, I completely agree. And that's one of the reasons we're here, is to talk about this. It's not just, you know, we came in with the mission of talking about goals, but it's not just about goals. It's about changing your life.
Mm-hmm.
The idea is, people are setting New Year's resolutions right now. This is just to help people.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, you know, sometimes you need that day to wake up, you know, look in the mirror and just be tired of your own excuses and tired of your, you know, your own shit, like you said.
Yeah. I mean, there's no reason why you can't accomplish losing 15 pounds.
Yeah.
There's no reason why you can't read a book. Like, if it's important to you, if it's something that you really genuinely want to do, you're going to fucking do it.
Absolutely.
Like, you're going to make time for it.
Yeah.
And if you're just half-assing it, well, then it's not going to get done.
You're absolutely right.
I hate that. I think that's one of my biggest pet peeves, is just, Oh, I'm going to lose 15 pounds by this. Oh, I'm going to quit smoking cigarettes.
Since you're talking about that at the moment, how do you feel about people setting that weight goal? So I know personally, before you get anywhere, I'm just going to tell you my story.
Before I get all
yeah
aggressive.
Before you get aggressive on me.
Drill sergeant.
You know, personally, I have set goals for myself. I've set goals where I wanted to lose X amount of weight. Mm-hmm. And I don't necessarily think it's always positive. There are times where people don't look at their body type as closely as they should. You know, I know at one point I had set some goals to lose to get to X amount of weight. And then when really looking at it, like I'm 6 foot two and I'm currently 230 pounds.
Okay.
I'm a big guy. I'm not a fat guy. I'm a big guy.
Right.
I have really broad shoulders. Like just my body type is not going to handle 170 pounds or whatever.
So my husband's 6'4 and he weighs 200 pounds.
Yeah.
And he's a skinny little,
So I think sometimes people, you know, they put a weight in their head that's just maybe unrealistic because of that.
Absolutely.
And so, I know that's just more about being real with yourself. Mm-hmm. But I know some people just set goals sometimes that maybe aren't as realistic.
So, I mean, like if a client came and asked me that, like, or if he said that to me or if she said that to me, I'd be like, well, that's just not going to happen. And like I had somebody come into the gym today to sign up and she wants me to train her. And she said she wants to lose this and that and this. And I told her, like, it's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
And I told her, you know, for what you want, what you're desiring, you're going to gain weight. And she was like, well, that's hot. Like people are just because you gain weight doesn't mean you're going to not lose size.
Yeah.
But okay, so fat takes up more space than muscle.
Yes.
Okay. But that extra space that fat takes up is the same amount of weight that the smaller mass of muscle makes up.
Yeah.
Okay. So just because you weigh the same, I actually just posted a photo on Facebook and Instagram not too long ago. I was showing people. So when I first started losing weight and trying to get to my goal weight, I was 165 pounds when I first, like, being serious hardcore into it. I was 175 at my heaviest.
Yeah.
But I had, like, lost 10 pounds here and there. But when I got, like, really a fire under my ass, I was 165 pounds. And I wanted to be 130 pounds. And that, for me, was not unrealistic. But I don't know why. I don't know why 130 pounds was in my head. That's just what I wanted to be. And for being 5'3", that was totally manageable. I got down to, like, I had lost 18. I can't remember exactly what weight I was, but I remember I was the exact same weight. And this photo, and I just took a photo, like, freaking, like, a month ago. And I was the exact same weight. Meanwhile, I'm still trying. I want to say I was, like, 143 pounds in this photo or something like that.
Yeah.
I was the exact same weight. But the photos look so different. Like, first photo, I'm doing nothing but walking.
Okay.
Okay? I'm just starting this nutrition. Like, I don't really know everything, you know? I'm just starting all the fitness, like, ideas and stuff like that. And then this photo that I just took, like, a month ago, I am, like, I mean, I look – I'm not trying to, like, toot my own horn or anything like that. But, like, I look really freaking good in this photo. Like, toot fucking toot. Like, I was really muscular. I was really lean, you know. But that's the difference between cardio and weightlifting. Like, that's the difference between your nutrition, you know, like, proper diet and feeding your – it's – being healthy, and people don't realize this, is so much more than what you eat.
Yeah.
And working out. It's so much more than that. It's what you're putting – in your mind. Like, it's what you're thinking. It's what you're saying. You know, it's not just what you're eating and what you're, you know, working out. There's so much more to being healthy than just that. And I gave myself grace. I think that is a huge thing that people don't, going back to the failing and just giving up. It's like, you're allowed to give yourself grace.
Yeah.
You're allowed to give yourself this, like, if I want to eat a cookie or if I want to have a beer, I'm not going to beat myself up over it.
Yeah.
For me, I was not the same. Just because I was the same weight, I was not the same size.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a size 4, size 6. In that photo, I was like a size 8, size 10 in the previous photo in the past. So I feel like, yeah, when people say they're looking for X amount of weight, I always try and shift it towards, like, body fat instead.
Okay.
I think that's way more important than the weight. It's, you know, your body fat percentage.
Okay. Is that the metric you'd lean on then?
Yeah, mostly. And then I always ask them too, like, do you have a favorite pair of jeans? And that's something that really puts it into their mind, you know, like, just because you're this weight, do you fit in the jeans? Yes. Okay. Well, then what's like, then throw that fucking thing away.
Yeah.
If the scale is literally going to make you not celebrate this victory of you being inside these jeans that you haven't fit in for 5 years, you can throw that piece of metric system bullshit away, because it's doing nothing but measuring your gravitational pull to the earth.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Yeah. I think more people need to focus on being healthy.
Yeah.
Rather than an actual weight.
And if you're focused on being healthy, the weight's going to come off on its own.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's like that. I live by the 80-20 rule is what I live by.
Okay.
For diet.
And what's the 80-20 rule?
80% of my diet is healthy.
Okay.
And 20% is whatever I want it to be.
Nice.
So I like that. Whether it's 80% of the week, 80% of my day, that's totally up to you. Like 80% of your month.
Yeah.
Whatever. Mine is essentially 80% of my day.
Okay.
Because it's easier to manage.
Yeah.
And I get to drink beer every day.
There you go.
But yeah, like that's how I live by it.
And where's this beer from that we're drinking tonight?
Shiner, Texas. We named our dog after this beer. That's how you know how much we love it.
All right.
It's amazing. Shiner Cheer. It's literally the best holiday beer you'll ever have in your entire life. So
you named your dog after the beer or dog after the place?
The beer. My husband's from Texas, though, so I mean, like, whatever. We could say from the place, too. That's fine. But we've never been there. Have you ever heard of Shiner, Texas?
No.
It's this, like, oh, God, it's like tumbleweed small town. It is so small. I'm pretty sure, like, the brewery is the only thing in this town.
Nice. It's like Sawyer used to be.
Essentially, yeah. It's got the Shiner Bock, like, have you ever had Shiner Bock?
I have not. I've heard of it.
Oh my God, I thought I almost brought it over here. I was like, but nah, he's probably had it, like, because it's turning into such a hipster beer.
Yeah.
And I know you're not a hipster or anything like that, but you know, like everyone, when hipsters like find it, it's like throw it away. Like,
but, it's over.
Yeah. But we've been drinking it forever and I almost brought it and I didn't because I was like, he's probably had it.
That's hilarious. You named your dog after a beer, though. Yeah. We just named our dog after a cheesy child's movie from when we were growing up.
Never.
So
I've never even heard of it. What is it?
The Labyrinth?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You've never heard of The Labyrinth?
Mm-mm.
So we just got a dog, named it after the dog in Labyrinth.
She's so cute.
Yeah. You've never seen The Labyrinth with mm-mm. David Bowie? No. All right.
Never heard of her.
All right. Everybody that listens to this podcast, please email Nicole mm-mm. and tell her how bad she's missing out on this movie.
Nicole.railsback@gmail.com. It's pretty easy.
Perfect. Email her. Tell her how bad she's missing out on this movie.
My email
from our childhood.
Blow up.
Yep.
What is it? The Labyrinth?
Labyrinth.
I don't even know how to pronounce
Labyrinth.
It.
Labyrinth. Do you know what a labyrinth is?
No. Is it a stone?
No. A labyrinth is like a maze.
Okay. Yeah. Nope.
Yeah. It's like a hedge maze.
You're making me feel like.
Yeah. Have you ever seen The Shining? The movie The Shining.
Yes.
You know, the thing they go out at the end and he's chasing him through.
Oh, it's been a hot minute since
it's like a hedge maze.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's called that's a labyrinth.
Speaking of that, though, in my stories, like, you know how memories or whatever, Facebook.
Yeah.
So, you know that part in The Shining where the twins are down the hallway?
Yeah.
Okay. So that was filmed in a Phoenix hotel.
Okay.
And I was in that hotel six or seven years ago today.
Really?
And I went, some guy that worked at the hotel, like, thought, like, I was, like, hot and, like, wanted to, like, impress me. So he took me, like, on a private tour of the hotel. I went into Marilyn Monroe's, like, suite when she would go to that hotel.
Nice.
And where she would stay. I went in there. Oh, my God. It was amazing. And I've got all these pictures and stuff. And the hallway. I took a picture of the hallway. It is really sweet. It's still creepy as fuck.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
As I've asked you before, and I'll ask you in closing tonight. This time, we're obviously talking more about goals tonight, but if you had some advice for somebody setting some goals or wanting to achieve a goal, what would you tell them?
Find your why. Find your why and figure out what it's going to take to get there. I said this before, find a solid group of people that are going to support you, that want to see you rise, that are going to keep you motivated, that are going to keep you in check, and that are going to remind you of who you are when you get really low and when you get really dark. Because, I mean, if you don't have those people to keep you centered, I mean, you're not going to be able to do it alone.
Absolutely.
You're not going to be able to do it alone, and you need help. And get you a group of people that are going to keep you accountable, whatever it takes, and take yourself seriously. If you want to do something, fucking do it.
Yeah.
You know, like, this isn't a game. If you really want to do something, this is your life. Quit fucking around. Do it.
So for anybody local, since it's after the new year, how can they get a hold of you if they want to take a class?
You can call me at Anytime Fitness St. Joe.
All right.
And I mean, you got my email on here, right?
Yeah, it's on here.
But yeah, no, just drop into the gym. We're actually the entire month of January, it's only $1 for enrollment fee to sign up, which is huge. So you have no excuse.
Awesome. And if you're not local and you want to set some resolutions, find your why.
Find your why.
Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, so don't be an asshole then.
I'm going to try really hard not to. You just have to ask the right questions.
Fuck, that puts it on me.
Yeah.
That's hard to do.
See what I did there? Reverse psychology.
Oh, fuck. All right.
That's at U of M degree. yeah, just drink your beer. Drink your maze. You ever seen, do you know what movie I'm talking about when I say that?
Yep.
Which
Grown Ups.
Yes. Oh my gosh. You knew it like that.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
That's amazing.
I'm a movie idiot. That's what we do.
Yeah.
We have like entire conversations at the shop
in movie quotes. Yeah.
And
same.
Can switch movies and just keep going.
Yeah. I love that. Oh my God. That's the best. It's and you just so laugh bad. For hours. It's the best.
It's so bad.
I only agreed to this to get my propaganda out there. So.
Damn it.
I wouldn't even know where to begin. What? This is your show, bro. You do what you do. You boo. We've been a hot mess this episode.
It's been fun.
Have fun editing.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun.